Time to turn our attention to cycling. We're not so worried about kids in America as per that Kim Wilde song, but it's kids in Birmingham. Noel Sens joins us to look at cycling. Hello, Noel. How are you?
Good afternoon, Robbo. Great to talk to you.
And you too. I mentioned kids in Birmingham. Our very own Alessia McCaig just rode off for a medal position. Didn't quite get there, but a fantastic performance.
Yeah, it was great. It was in the team sprint. And they came fourth, so nearly got the bronze medal. They set a new Australian record, the girl, so that was great to see. Really good. She's only 19, like she's got a long way to go. And I think she's got two more events, maybe three more events, so plenty more chances to get something. But nearly a bronze medal, a close fourth for Alessia and her teammates in the team sprint.
Yeah, well done. Hey, talking of local representatives in Birmingham, Glenn O'Shea, Olympic silver medalist, multiple world champion from the borough. He's one of the coaches over there.
Yep. Yeah, he's coaching over there. He's doing a great job. Glenn O'Shea's coaching the team pursuits and with Brett Aitken. Brett Aitken rode with Scott McGrory to win the gold medal in Sydney. And it's great to see the former Olympians coming back into the coaching scene. Like, for a long time, they were hiring coaches from overseas. But great to see Glenn over there coaching. And he's doing a good job. Great to see the boy from the borough getting his accolades on the coaching deck in Birmingham.
Yeah. Now, during the week we mentioned with the Tour de France Femme, the women's Tour de France, been a few accidents. I'll tell you what, it's been like a bloody crash fest, mate. What's going on with that?
Look, Robbo, I reckon, my personal opinion is it's harder than the Tour de France. It's an eight-day race. And it's been spectacular for viewers, but it's horrendous for the girls. Like, the amount of crashes is ridiculous. And I talked about it with you on Wednesday. There's 144 riders in there. And I think what they've tried to do is create a spectacle to say, OK, this is the women's Tour de France. We can do whatever the men can do, and we can do it better. And they put a big field in there. And I think there's a lot of inexperience in the bunch. I think that a lot of people haven't ridden that level before. And, look, it's massive, the amount of bikes that are being written off. And they put them over this gravel road the other day with big gravel climbs in it. But it wasn't gravel. They had serious boulders in there, like rocks, big rocks. And they're just wrecking bikes. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure there's a lady that's organised this Tour de France, and I think she's got on her high horse and said, OK, we're going to make a showpiece to show to say that we're better than the men's tour. And look, a lot of the girls in Europe ride for little or no pay. So some of them teams are going to have a very low budget. They can't come out of that Tour de France riding up 20 bikes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's happened. We've had our rant, but I think it's been spectacular and the racing's unreal. I'm impressed. Like, there's girls that are doing men's time sitting on 46k an hour on the open road. And, well, there's no doubt the women can do this tour, and it's a great eight-day tour. And it's fantastic, but don't make it too hard that it's ridiculous and killing small teams. Does that make sense?
Certainly does. Now, I know that you're a person who really cares about, I guess, the respecting the sport. And we saw after the first stage something that I know sort of got your back up a little bit in terms of etiquette when you're on the dais at a major event like that.
I guess to explain a little bit, Robbo, yeah. I've been lucky enough to represent Australia, and you get it drummed into you when you're up there representing your country on the dais, the podium,
yeah.
When you're getting your medals or accolades or whatever, and whether it's nationals or internationally. I've been lucky to have done both. And also I'm a cycling coach, and I try and drum into kids that when you go to the podium, you should have your club clothing on or your sponsor's clothing on. You take your cap off, take your sunglasses off. You don't wear thongs and shorts and a Rip Curl t-shirt with your cap on backwards. And we're just trying to tell the kids that. And I was told that. And I saw the first stage of the Tour de France women's tour. A girl got up on the stage holding a baby. Okay, that's fine too. I see that in the men's Tour de France. I see babies up on the tour. But for God's sake, it wasn't her baby. It was someone else's baby. And she had a bet that if she won the stage, she had to take this other person's baby up onto the stage. Now, I think, my opinion, that's disrespectful to the Tour de France podium.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree. Yep, for sure. All righty, a couple of other things, mate. Tasman Nankervis, he's up in Queensland at the moment, and he is on gravel.
Yep, he's racing the National Gravel Championships up in Noosa this weekend. That should be good. He's a very good rider, Tasman. We've talked about him many times.
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly sure whether Peter Mullins and Jared Moroney went up there. I think they were into it, but I'm not sure whether they were there. Possibly Peter Mullins might be in it too. So some good Bendigo representation at Noosa. So hopefully they'll do really well up there. And I can assure you, Robbo, that the gravel championships in Noosa won't be as hard as the gravel I saw the other day on the tally in the Tour de France.
Fair enough, too. Hey, and finally now, what's happening on the local scene, mate?
Yeah, well, next Sunday we've got a big race on. A good mate of mine, a very popular clubman racer from Bendigo District Cycling Club, Mark Simons, passed away like maybe 23 years ago. And this is his memorial race, the Mark Simons Memorial Race out at Bagshot, which is out near Huntley. It's over 82 kilometres for the seniors. There's also juniors racing out there. And so I'm going out to have a look at that. And it's going to be a good race. And it's good to see seniors and juniors going away to one venue for Bendigo District Cycling Club, Robbo.
Yeah, certainly is. All righty. Well, Noel, great to catch up. And we will do so again Wednesday morning on the Wake Up Call just after 7 o'clock. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great week.
You too, Mark. And we'll get some more info on Alessia and Glenn O'Shea with his coaching prowess.
Absolutely. Good on you, Noel Sens. Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mal in Bendigo. He's your boy if you want anything in the jewellery line and also any knowledge in the cycling world as well.